a thunderstorm rages in Zidindi in South Africa's Eastern Cape province. Inside a hut, its mud walls crumbling, four people shelter. Rain pours through cracks in the ceiling. The family consists of a mother and three teenage daughters. All are pregnant.
The whole family, the mother is giving birth, the daughters are also, everybody's having kids. Then I said, where am I going to start here? I felt so depressed. Yeah.
Health worker Nadisa Paul reflects on her visit to the family. She says most girls aged 13 to 19 she sees in Zidindi are either pregnant or already have children.
Like a 15-year-old having two or three kids, that is very much shocking to see those things.
The government gives poor families monthly support grants of $40 per child younger than 18. There's speculation that it's this that's fueling all the pregnancies.
You see here, in one family, you'll find this woman having 8 children. The other one is having 10 kids. She's pregnant now, the 10th one. And then the other one is pregnant, the 9th one. That's the way it is. That's the way it is here.
A 15-year-old girl soothes her newborn baby with a toy in a hospital near Zidindi. The girl's mother says she was astonished when her daughter told her she was pregnant.
We had to rent a hut for her, far away from her home, so she could be close to school. She lived alone in that hut. She was doing whatever she likes there. That is why she got pregnant.
Bored children kick a can down a street in Zidindi. There are no recreational facilities for young people here. Many girls also don't attend school, so they've got plenty of free time. Time they spend in informal bars called shabines, says Paul.
They ended up entertaining themselves by drinking in a shabines and mess around with boys. You can see them sitting, you know, on these high heels with boys. Some of the huts are converted into taverns in these areas. So you'll find them there whole night, sitting, drinking and dancing. On Fridays, they are not sleeping, leaving the small ones behind with grannies.
It's a Friday night in a tavern in Zidindi. Liquor bottles litter tables. Girls much younger than the legal drinking age of 18 party with older men. Paul says most of the teenage girls she deals with have older boyfriends. Many of the men work in mines in northern South Africa. She says the men give the poor young girls money and possessions they'd ordinarily never be able to afford.
They get better things from them, like cell phones. Then they can dress up smartly so that they cannot be seen that they are not working.
In South Africa, it's illegal for girls under the age of 16 to marry. But in Zidindi, Paul says girls barely into puberty compete to see who'll get married first.
Like a joke, and it's so nice to them to say it out, you know, proudly, to say, I'm going to be married with a 30-year-old boy and she's mine.
But it's no joke. After marriage, says Paul, the next she hears about the girls is that they've been infected with HIV by their husbands.
Most of them are HIV positive because they're coming from Joburg, coming here, the wife is here, and then they infect them and then they go back to the mines.
The health worker says there's no sex education in Zidindi and that parents refuse to talk about sex with their children.
When you're talking about even like contraceptives, they say, you not in front of me, you not in front of me. Talking about condoms are not used here.
A sick baby cries in a hut in Zidindi. At 16, its mother is just a child herself. Paul looks on in silence. Once she tried to defeat ignorance with plenty of words of education, as she puts it. But now, as teens all around her continue to get pregnant, she feels her words are wasted. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Zidindi, South Africa,